If you donate to charity, what really happens to your money? Consider Superstorm Sandy. Generous people sent more than $300 million to the Red Cross after Sandy demolished parts of the Northeast. And now the Red Cross is refusing to publicly reveal exactly how it spent those Sandy donations. Investigative journalism group ProPublica asked the Red Cross for Sandy details, but ProPublica reports, quote, the charity has hired a fancy law firm to fight a public request we filed with New York State, arguing that information about its Sandy activities is a trade secret. Why does Red Cross want to keep secrets about Sandy spending? Well, joining me now, Doug White, a nonprofit expert who directs Columbia University's fundraising management program. Doug, thanks so much for coming to talk about this.
It's my pleasure.
So we hear trade secrets. Why is the Red Cross being so secretive about its Sandy spending?
Your question is as good as any on that one, because I do not understand that. It's a public charity. In fact, it's largely funded directly through Congress. About 5% of its budget comes from Congress directly. But it's also publicly funded in the sense that our donations are tax deductible. So it's a public charity, and the public has a right to know what's going on at all charities, in particular the Red Cross, because it is so venerated in our society. It's so important. And to hear that they are hiding behind the trade secrets idea, it does not make sense to me at all. It's not in the spirit of a public charity.
And so many of us send to the Red Cross because we feel they are a trusted organization. But when you don't see that transparency, it does make you question what they're doing and their intentions. And I do know, I mean, they have given some breakdown of where that money was spent, saying food and shelter for a certain chunk, individual casework for a certain chunk, housing and community assistance, and relief items. But you say we should see more details.
Charities tend to think that they're doing the job of transparency by giving broad outlines and what's required by the IRS and Congress. And that's not the idea behind what charities should be all about. What you just recited, the broadest of all categories, but that doesn't tell us what happened to the Sandy money. And then on top of that, they say they're hiding behind trade secrets. Well, that's just not true. They do not have that right. I'm not an attorney, but I will say that as a person interested in who studies charities, they do not have the right to say that and get away with it. And it's up to us, people like you, to make sure that that doesn't happen.
I do want to read you something that the Red Cross sent. This is a letter that they sent to New York's Attorney General, some of the info on its Sandy spending. So here's the Red Cross explaining why this letter that they sent the Attorney General is private. It says, quote, we sought to keep confidential a small part of the letter sent to the AG that provided proprietary information important to maintaining our ability to raise funds and fulfill our mission. Doug, does that make sense to you?
No. They also wanted to redact the phrase American Red Cross. That tells you something about what they're trying to hide. No, that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Especially what you just mentioned, to redact the American Red Cross and the name of the organization altogether.
I go to fundraising conferences all the time, and people there are sharing ideas about how to fundraise. They're sharing ideas about how to better relate to their donors. To say that our fundraising practices are a part of a trade secret idea, I wish they'd say something about that, because I would like to learn about that.
What you say is disheartening to so many of us, I think, because we donate thinking we're doing something in a much broader sense and being part of a bigger community to help others. So if you can't trust an organization fully, like the Red Cross, which is supposed to be so trustworthy, you know, what do we need to do? What kind of research or information do we need to really vet before donating to any charity?
I tell people that they should talk to the people at the charitable organization, get a sense of how communicative they are, how forthright they are. Another way to look at a charity and see what they think is important to the public is to go to their website and find out what information they have. Unfortunately, there's no real way to vet a charity. We have some watchdogs who look at financials, but that's not the complete picture. But in addition to that, I need to also say that I don't think that the Red Cross is a quote-unquote bad charity or an untrustworthy charity. What I think needs to happen is we need more transparency. I do believe the Red Cross is probably doing a pretty darn good job. The problem is I would like to know that for a fact.
And you just want to see it all out there, all out in front, nothing to hide.
And it shouldn't be a problem for that to happen.
All right. Well, Doug, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your insight on this.
My pleasure.